Tonight's episode of the 31st Lap Podcast is brought to you by DirtTrackDigest.com. If it's on dirt, it's on Dirt Track Digest.
This is the 31st Lap Podcast, recorded live in the studios of FingerLakes1.com in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now, your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the 31st Lap, episode number 185, coming to you tonight. Going to be a quick one. We've got a couple of basketball games scheduled here on FingerLakes1.tv, so we're going to get in a little bit early, get done with this thing, and get out of here so you guys can enjoy all that footage coming to you with Jimson Acropi and all the guys out on the road. I believe they're seeing the Gananda teams play tonight. Big news over the weekend that dominated the sport front to back here in the Northeast. It was this. Damaged dust and debris. There they are coming down. Fairgrounds came down January the 9th. Another quick look at it. Again, this video coming to you from the Great New York State Fair. Posting it on YouTube. You see the initial blast. Part of the pyrotechnic show that prefaced the explosions that took out the base. Once those completed, going from turn 4 down to 2-1. The main explosion that brought down the supports. See a piece of debris that came down, almost got to that stationary camera, and down came the grandstands. 100-foot tall structure came down in a hurry. Lots of history going down the drains with that. It was unfortunate. I know a lot of people had mixed emotions over everything. Some of our friends got together and had a farewell party with the grandstands, as it were. More pyrotechnics, as you can see in the background, before we get out with this video. There we go. We'll get that down. But, yep. Off it goes. New York State Fair Grandstand. Stu Friesen going to go in the record books as winning the final dirt car sanction race. He also won in 2014, 2011, and 2010. Syracuse 200. Brett Hearn winning a bunch of times. He won the most recent shortened event, winning back in 2012. Billy Dunn winning in 2013 before turning his attention to that Wagner W16 motor that he refined last year. Vic Coffey, Frank Cozy among the winners. Matt Shepard also coming away with the win. So many story drivers. They're able to put their name in the record book of the New York State Fairgrounds, running under the dirt car banner, among others. I mean, the World of Outlaws were there in the past. We've seen the USAC guys run there in the past. It's sad and unfortunate to see it go, but unfortunately we all knew that it was coming, and officially the Fairgrounds came down on the 9th of January, the Great New York State Fair, posting the video that we just saw a few moments ago. Ronnie Johnson, didn't take long for him to find a ride. He's going to be driving the Spraker car coming up next season. It was about Christmas time that he announced that he was going to be parting ways with the Palmer team. So good to know that he's got a ride now over on Dirt Track Digest. You can find out a little bit more about that. Also, the meeting pertaining to Fonda Speedway and Thunder Mountain went off relatively smooth. Big crowd was on hand for that Wednesday night. Everybody was together over there at the Winner's Circle restaurant in Fonda itself, where Pete Dremisak laid out his plans for Glen Ridge Motorsports Park and Fonda. Dirt Car Sanction is going to be back at Fonda Speedway. They're still working on getting everything along those lines finalized for Glen Ridge Motorsports Park. A fuel change might be in the works, might be looking at trying to unify things so that the same fuel is available and used regularly at both tracks. The start time for Fonda is going to be pushed back to 7 o'clock with the goal of finishing everything by 10:30 when possible. Depending on conditions, the opening date for Fonda is April 9th, and Glen Ridge is going to follow just a few short weeks later. Also, breaking the headlines, is internet doesn't want to work for me tonight. There, where did we go? That's what I was looking for. Wanted to pull this stuff up. You know, we talked about losing the New York State Fairgrounds there just a little bit ago, and we saw that video and the footage of everything as it officially came down. And sure enough, now all the attention is going to be turning back to the racing side of things. The 45th annual Dirt Car Nationals at Volusia are on deck. It's the 12 straight nights of doubleheaders with sprint cars, dirt modifieds, you name it. They're going to be running it. Quick rundown of the schedule for our dirt modifieds. They're going to be starting action on the 17th of February. They're going to be playing the undercard to the Dirt Car Late Model Swamp King Championships on Wednesday, the 17th of February. The modifieds will follow again with the World of Outlaws Late Models, the final three nights of the Dirt Car Nationals, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. I know a lot of folks have already started turning over to the Chili Bowl Nationals. Chili Bowl, that has been busy as anything over there. John Balmes said he wasn't going to be able to join us here tonight specifically because they were already doing hot laps. So everybody clicking over and enjoying that. Larry White doing particularly well over there, according to some of the reports that were coming in. I'm looking for the release on Ransomville. Ransomville has finalized their schedule as well, and I'm looking for the information on it. I have navigated away from that page so that we can fill you in a little bit on what Ransomville's plans are for this year. And, man, this thing does not want to cooperate at all. Let's get back over here. There it is. Ransomville finalizing their plans for the coming season. A little tough flying solo tonight with this thing not cooperate nearly as fast. There we go. Dan Robinson announced that Ransomville is going to be under the dirt car sanction again for 2016. The track was purchased this past December from the Friesen family, who owned the track since 1972. Pretty cool situation. 358 modified is going to be back on the schedule on a regular basis. And Monday, May 30th, Memorial Day, is going to be a 358 Modified Super Dirt Car Series event as well. Hopefully, that's not people that are calling to heckle about how awful this is going right now. The Summer Nationals are also going to be on the schedule as well. It's going to be the second night of racing, paired up with the Super Dirt Car Series Big Block Modified Tour Day at Merrittville Speedway. That's going to be set for August the 2nd, and it's been the 32nd running of that event, which is pretty cool to see that thing coming back and being part of the program. Other than that, it has been a fairly quiet week. We touched on Ronnie Johnson getting his ride for the year. We talked last week when we were together about the crate motor, Ransomville. That's the information that is pertinent to us. And hopefully we'll be able to catch up with Mike and some of our other friends. We talked to Nick Arreri. He was planning on making the trip out. But Nick Arreri had some issues come up relating to the finishing of his race car. What we can do is run through a couple of those upcoming racing benefit parties. We knew the Canandaigua Motorsports Park was planning on having theirs coming up in end of next month, February the 26th. That's going to be the Elks Lodge in Seneca Falls. The Canandaigua Motorsports Park will be hosting their year-end event then. In addition to, we can get this down and out of the way and bring this back up so we can make sure everything's being recorded. In addition to the Grary's having their party at the same facility at the beginning of March. I believe it was March 5th was when they were having their event. Elks Lodge going to be overrun with race cars here as we move through the end of February and the beginning of March. Canandaigua's Motorsports Park has also, in conjunction with that announcement, announced that committed drivers will be racing free in the month of July this summer. So everybody that's got regular attendance at Canandaigua Motorsports Park will have the opportunity to run for free through the month of July. That pertains to drivers only. Following up on Brett Dale's announcement this week, Rolling Wheels Raceway Park is going to be having an event with the it's It's got a combined sanction with the Race of Champions Dirt Modified Tour and the Short Track Super Series coming to Rolling Wheels, which is pretty cool. It's the first ever Short Track Super Series event at Rolling Wheels. It's the first co-sanctioned event with SST and Race of Champions, which is now under the direction of former dirt car head Joe Scott Nicky. 5,000 to win, 50 laps, and $1,000 for 10th place, 400 to take the green. Each series is going to work to secure lap money bonuses, et cetera, et cetera. Both American Racer and Hoosier tires are going to be permitted. Fuel is going to be either VP or Sunoco. Modifieds are going to have traditional windows, no sail panels, small block engines up to 363s will be 2,400 pounds. The big blocks are going to be 2,500. Qualifying is going to take place with a draw and redraw format. It's going to be something special. I mean, it's Dirt's backyard, so it's kind of cool to see those guys getting the opportunity to run there. Rolling Wheels has been a specials only format basically since the late 80s, even though they still had a track champion per se. It's going to one of the most well-known tracks in the area. Who knows, maybe this will open the door to see something over at Central New York Raceway Park as well. But good to see that those two teams, or excuse me, those two promotional bodies, I should say, working together for that event scheduled for the 13th of July over that at Rolling Wheels Raceway Park. I've got a bunch of people telling me basically to get the hell out of here because they want to make sure that everything is open and open and ready to go for the basketball guys. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. We've hit on most of our highlights. Wanted to get something in here quick for everybody that does like to tune in and check out the 31st lap. I know it's not been anything particularly special, but we wanted to get in and hit a little bit on the grandstands. You know, it's something that I'm going to miss going to. I really enjoyed going to Super Dirt Week and watched a lot of races from those grandstands and hung out with Mike Mallett a bunch of times covering those events. And we'd split up pit road and watch who was doing the pits and watch the strategy played out a number of different times. And between the first win for Vic Coffey and Frank Cozy coming over with the win, the guys that have been knocking on the door forever, and then the dominating wins that we saw from Danny Johnson, Matt Shepard, and Stu Friesen, and the gamble races that we saw won by, you know, some of the other legends. Billy Dunn coming away with a win that was so unlikely. And Brent Hearn, Billy Decker, notching their names in the history book so many times over with wins in those big events that were held there that didn't just apply to Super Dirt Week, but also they were held back Memorial Day and Labor Day weekends in the past. It's going to be tough to miss it, but when a window closes, a door opens. So we'll move forward from here. I know that Super Dirt Week with a new home at Central New York Raceway Park, everybody's looking forward to see what that turns into and what the atmosphere is. Obviously, it's going to be different. It's not going to be the same. You can't replace Syracuse, but you can always write the next chapter of history, and everybody's going to remember fondly the races that were fun to watch and sometimes fun to complain about at the New York State Fairgrounds. I think that is going to do it for this edition of a quick one for the 31st lap. We appreciate everybody that tunes in with us week in and week out, and we will catch up with you again next week.